Yeah, well, my reading of the attitude of the community was that it's been hardly negative most of the time, except for the first few years there was some enthusiasm about having this place in which they could get some cultural stuff. But I think they, so many of the students were dissatisfied with the parts of the education, especially the operations of the registrar's office, and badly running offices that have passed on to the parents, I think, at least the parents I knew in the community, who thought it was a disorganized place. And then when the drug bust came, that just...
That was 68.
That was 68. Yeah, well, so when I say negative, I would say from about 65, way through the 70s, perhaps all of the 70s, for those 15 years, the attitude was quite negative. I think it's changed a little bit now. I think people recognize it as a valuable resource.
Certainly,
get something useful out of it.
The business community recognizes it as the largest employer in Suffolk County. I think it was highly supportive, both of John Toll and Alec Pond.
My connections were mostly with parents, and not business community. I didn't have many conversations with people. The parents of kids who were looking at Stony Brook or going to Stony Brook, generally dissatisfied, I would say, the ones I knew. Of course, a lot of them put their problems with their kids onto the wherever they are.
Yes.
The university. But generally, there was they felt the place was messily managed. Mm-hmm. The death of the boy who fell down the pipe. Do you remember?
Oh yes, I remember that.
His brother was a student here in engineering.
I see.
But that didn't do reputation of the place is good either. And in fact, I think there was just bad housekeeping in a lot of areas over that period. It was hard to care. It didn't look very good. The construction.
Well, it was a construction site. There's no question about that. There's nothing beautiful about that.
Yeah.
The campus looks a little better. The trees are growing.
Oh, yes. I think it looks a lot better.
Yes. I tried to get some planning money from Albany. We got $500,000 for planning. They wouldn't give me a line, an $8,000 line, which would have enabled me to get somebody from Cornell or some other place who knew what to do with the plans. All we had is grounds maintenance people who were completely uneducated. This is stupidity from Albany. Well,
I think there's been a lot of that difficulty by having such a large organization run from a distance.
Yes.
With serious decisions made from a distance.
Yeah.
Decisions that not necessarily expensive ones, but important ones.
Illogical.
Yeah. I think New York State hasn't managed the whole enterprise all that well. And it reflects itself in the local institutions where they haven't had the autonomy to do what needs to be done.
That's right.
But the way it is.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Ted.